From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera.
Do I want you because you're wonderful, or are you wonderful because I want you?
Many of us will remember that music from when we were kids. It's Julie Andrews starring in the 1957 television musical Cinderella by Rodgers and Hammerstein. And those of a certain age might also remember another musical Cinderella from a few years earlier, the classic animated Disney film.
Salagadoola, menchikapoola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
What we might not remember from childhood is that while the kids sat mesmerized in the theater or in front of the TV, their parents were sitting with them and having just as much fun. That's because, along with its colorful characters and fairy tale ending, the Cinderella story also has a healthy dose of adult passions and foibles. So it's not surprising that the tale has turned up not just at the movies and on TV, but also at the opera. And Cinderella is one of those stories so right for opera that it's been prime material for a couple of great composers. Massenet wrote a shimmering Cinderella opera called Cendrillon, and in true French fashion, it includes a set of brilliant ballet numbers. Still, despite the growing popularity of Massenet's Cendrillon, when it comes to telling the Cinderella story, there's another opera that rules the roost. It's the one called La Cenerentola by Rossini. Like the Disney movie and the TV musical, Rossini's version of the opera is full of catchy tunes and cartoonish villains, including Cinderella's buffoon of a stepfather and her comically wicked stepsisters. But as with all of Rossini's finest comedies, there are plenty of poignant moments sprinkled among the laughs, and they remind us that the happy ending to Cinderella's story wasn't just a gift from some benevolent fairy. For Rossini's Cinderella, the journey from servants' quarters to a princess's throne presents some real dangers. In overcoming them, she displays a gentle and tolerant spirit, some distinctly adult insights, and the pluck and courage to defy everyone who stands in her way. This time on World of Opera, Rossini's Italian version of the Cinderella story comes to us from the Lausanne Opera on the banks of Lake Geneva in Switzerland. The stars are mezzo-soprano Serena Malfi in the title role and tenor Edgardo Rocha as her Prince Charming, Don Ramiro, in a production led by conductor Stefano Ranzani.